This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. Wow, an important update here on things that are shaping up. Possible civil war, certainly people gearing up for that possibility here in America. You may recall a couple of weeks ago, there was a judge in California that issued a stay on a new law which banned gun magazines that could hold over 10 rounds. So this banned what are called standard capacity AR-15 magazines, which hold 30 rounds. And it also banned many handgun magazines that are standard capacity, 15-round mags, 17-round mags, and so on. Now, even if you're not into firearms or gun magazines or what have you, this is important for you to understand what's happening because this affects everybody. So for 1 week, this judge in California issued a stay on the law. During that week, California citizens went online and ordered a massive amount of gun magazines. Now, I reported on it at the time. But now, after the fact, we know that the gun manufacturers and the retailers and online stores and so on, they shipped an estimated 1 million magazines to California during that 1 week. And I'm talking about the online retailers like Palmetto State Armory, Brownells. There's a bunch of gun magazine websites, you know, Cheaper Than Dirt, Midway USA, a bunch of them. They shipped 1 million magazines to California. And then the law was kicked back in terms of its effects. So the law is in effect again. And all those people who bought those magazines, did they rush to turn them in to police now that it's illegal to buy them again? No, not one. Those people who bought those magazines are busy hiding those magazines, and there has been a sea change in the attitude among gun owners across America, which is F you, government. F you, we are not giving up our firearms, we're not giving up our magazines, we're not going to turn in, even in New Zealand, people aren't turning in their AR-15s. Everywhere across America that the Democrats pass gun magazine bans and gun bans, people are not turning them in. People have adopted a new approach, which is basically summarized as we do not comply. We do not comply with your unconstitutional laws, might be a better way to put it. Because that's what we're dealing with here. Unconstitutional laws. Why should anybody comply when the laws themselves are illegal? It's illegal to violate the Second Amendment. It's illegal to outlaw standard capacity magazines. For standard rifles, for standard pistols, and so on. But this is what California has done. This is what Oregon is pushing to do. And it's what, of course, Washington State is pushing to do in many other states. Connecticut, you know, New Jersey. So this is going to shape up into something big. It's pretty obvious to me at this point that the coming civil war won't be the North versus the South. That's not how the battle lines are being drawn. It's going to be actually rural America versus urban America. Rural America, the countryside areas, will have the guns because those are the areas where the sheriffs are saying, nope, we will not comply. Those are the areas where gun owners are saying, we won't comply either. It's only the liberal cities and the liberal areas that are giving up their guns, that are chasing out gun manufacturers and chasing away ammunition magazine manufacturers and other gun accessory manufacturers, which is causing, get this, a consolidation of gun manufacturing and retailing into pro-Trump, pro-America conservative states and areas. This is what's happening. You are seeing, actually, the battle lines are being drawn almost in real time, as you're listening to this. The liberal cities are going to be areas where no one is allowed to own a gun except the government. Well, and of course, the criminals, because they don't follow laws by definition. outside the cities in the countryside areas. That's where people will own guns, even if the state has declared those guns to be illegal. People are going to hold on to those firearms. They're going to hide them. They're going to bury them in their backyards. They're going to hide them in panels inside their homes, you know, take the drywall off and put a rifle behind the drywall, save it for a rainy day, you know, whatever. Lots of different ways to hide firearms. And that's exactly what is happening. And so when the Civil War gets set off, as things get initiated, you're going to see all these gun owners suddenly having all their guns and all their magazines. I mean, a million high-capacity magazines, as they're called by the legislators in California, are now in the hands of California gun owners. I mean, a million more than what it used to be, and it was already many millions. There are 500 million firearms in America today. 500 million firearms. And that's more than one gun for every person, and certainly more than two guns for every patriot. So you're going to have an incredible situation. Incredible situation where you've got patriots having control of the gun manufacturing facilities, control of the gun retailers, control of the gun ammunition and magazine and accessory manufacturers, while the Democrats in their cities have no guns, no ammunition, and they'll probably have no electricity, as the patriots are predicted to take out the electrical substations surrounding the cities. So the people in the cities will find themselves with no firearms, no electricity, which will very quickly collapse into no water, no law enforcement, no law and order, just criminals and government thugs running loose all across their cities. That's a liberal hellhole in the making, and that's what's coming. So be ready, because that's what you're going to see happening. And I can't tell you what to do with your firearms and your ammunition. I'll just tell you this. You are under no obligation to comply with an unlawful law, an unconstitutional law. So check with your own attorneys, make your own decision. But the best thing is move out of these liberal cities, because they're trying to criminalize you just for exercising your First Amendment rights and your Second Amendment rights. And read my website, secondamendment.news. I've also got guns.news and, of course, newstarget.com and many other websites. Let's pray for peace, but let's be ready to defend our nation, because it's clear at this point that the corrupt criminal Democrats are going to stop at nothing. They want to destroy this country. They are the enemies of the people, and they must be stopped. And it's not going to be very long, probably, before things start to happen. So stay informed, read my websites, stay safe, follow the law, prepare for what's coming, and get out of the cities while you can. Thanks for listening. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.